Imagine being at a high school dance, singing along with everyone else. And a little bit softer now. And a little bit softer now. And a little bit softer now.
That's our man, Abe Gordon, in for Carl today. Hey, man. Yes, the joke, Abe, is you cannot modulate your volume. We just spent 5 minutes on. You know what? I don't think Aerosmith spent this much time on a sound check before we started the show today. Live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead, where we start every hour of every show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
Shout out to Dwayne, my man over here. He's waiting for us when we started the show out here. Day-Day is producing this. We got Slim on the buttons here and Oren back at the ranch in Midtown. And we're going to talk all about the NFL schedule, where the Falcons are at, and where we need to be at. There's a couple of places we need Mike Conti to send us, for sure. Now, I don't think we can expense the Madrid trip, but there's a few here in America that we can talk about. We got that going on. Abe, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, some people are into the schedule release. Some people are like, we've already known the opponents. What's the difference? I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. I think it's nice to know how it situates, how it sorts out. But
we've already driven our first customers away from our broadcast location. So no worries. Yeah, he only gets louder. It's going to get louder. Yes, it's a good move. It's a smart move. Go about 90 feet that way. That's my advice. Because, yeah, it's like seismic. Yes, thank you, sir. Is that a Harvard? Is that Harvard? What's the H for?
It's a high school.
Okay, I thought you were a Harvard man. Okay, what high school is it?
Howard High School in Macon.
Okay, baby, in Macon. All right, that's the ultimate South Side. Right on. My man knows. Day-Day, are they any good? Day-Day, put Day-Day's mic. Are these guys any good? Do we need to be nice to him? Yeah? Okay, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, they are.
Like 5A's,
4A's? Size-wise, like, I'd have to look at the classifications. But
okay.
I'm just saying, they
right.
are good.
Forget it like it never happened. Hey, everybody, live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead, man. Carl's got some vacay, so Abe is in. Look at my man wearing it, rocking a Trae Young jersey at the bar. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I mean,
discount rack?
I mean, he had it. It's an older one. He's going to have to get a new one. But we'll talk about the Braves right off the jump, man. We will get to the Falcons schedule release and all that. It's amazing. You and I were joking on the pre-show, which airs on Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
If the Braves, I told you guys, you know, about 10 days ago, we're going to play the Dodgers, we're going to play the Cubs, and Chris Sale's going to lose. The Braves are going to lose both of Chris Sale's starts. You'd have figured, well, there's no way we're going to win these series, but we still take 4 out of 6, two of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, you thought maybe you'd find a way to get one of them, but not both in terms of the series. And obviously, you had already won the series going into Chris Sale's start, so it was a little bit different against the Cubs than it was against the Dodgers. Look, yesterday's outing, I have a lot more allowance for, a lot more patience
right.
about. The Braves lost, I understand that. Chris Sale wasn't bad. He was in and out of trouble. He fought his way through it at most
right.
times. He was hurt by an error behind him.
Yeah, Kim was a butcher in the
yeah.
field. That was bad.
And he'd been pretty strong defensively up until that.
Right.
But, yeah, in general, you know, I was a little worried at the start with the Dodgers game because that was a little bit more troublesome, although he did settle into that game too, but the runs in the early portion. You just didn't hit, Mike. I mean,
right.
you had 5 singles sprinkled throughout the game. That was all you could muster. None of them were in the same inning together.
Yeah.
And you were shut out for the second time this year.
You're lucky you got to the bullpen the other night. You got to, is it Maton? He was better last night for the Cubbies after you got past Imanaga. But last
right.
night, Brown started, only went 4, then Milner. Their bullpen is good. They spent money on their bullpen. Cubbies, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to be in the mix. You got them on a little bit of a downslide. They finally corrected, snapped their losing streak, and snapped the Braves' win streak. But the Braves fall 2-0. We'll spend time with Grant McCauley a little bit later in the show, talk about that. More in the Daily Download about the Bravos. But the big news, and it's funny because if you're an old G, I guess I qualify now. You know, I get the stuff from AARP now, so I guess I can say it. But, you know, the schedule release, I don't know, 20 years ago, it was, okay, schedule's out.
Even 10, right?
Right. I mean, you and I, we can talk about this. Carl and I were talking off the air yesterday, trying to figure out when this became a thing. So it's probably in the last 10 to 15, but like everything else with the NFL, you have the combine, you know, after the Super Bowl, of course, combine. Then you have, you know, the pro days, you have the draft, then you have the schedule release. The NFL is always in our consciousness, basically 12 months out of the year. They do a better job than certainly Major League Baseball, any other sport, of really sticking with you. You know exactly what's going on in the calendar year. So this is the schedule release. And again, it became a thing a couple of years ago for teams to get really creative
yeah.
with their marketing, and the Falcons digital and marketing department did a great job. 6-minute video. Abe, we were saying, do the younger guys get the ESPN? This is SportsCenter references.
Well, do people watch ESPN when a game's not actually live
not
anymore?
If I can help it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know if people remember that this is SportsCenter commercials or specifically – individual references from a variety of different commercials. You might have caught a couple of them, right? You might understand some of them, but others were a little bit more subtle. Still funny, even if you don't get the reference. It was a great job, but I'm with you. I think there was this anticipatory thing that took place 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, when these social media releases became a bigger and bigger deal, and there was the discussion, who's going to make fun of this or that, or who's going to do a parody of this or that, and more people are tuned in, right, less for the actual schedule and who's playing when and where, as you are just to see the 32 various releases.
Right. We talked about the Falcons with the Game of Thrones a couple years ago, which really kind of raised the bar. The one that was funny, and they went back to the well and they couldn't pull it off, was Tennessee.
Yeah.
With a version.
One too many times, Mike.
Yeah, again, you got to reinvent. But the man in the street or the woman in the street, and they're showing logos, came back a couple years ago with their opponents and people trying to guess who the teams were. It was kind of funny. But yeah, that one didn't really go. We were debating, would anybody have fun with Mike Vrabel? And the Chargers did a subtle, but again, didn't go all in on Vrabel and the Rossini scandal.
Yeah, I kind of just wonder if there's a little bit of like
referencing a news dump and photo dumps, and you know,
yeah.
And so even if you don't, and some folks won't even know the terms, you know, that.
But why did no one make a run at Vrabel?
Well,
because there were plenty that made that took no waste of thought to make a run at Belichick.
Well, again, it's just I said yesterday, if you live in a glass house, you better wear a bathrobe. You know what I mean?
Don't I thought about rocks, that.
You know,
I also just generally. People like Vrabel a little bit more than Belichick. How much did this change that?
I mean, look, I got nothing against Vrabel. When this went down, it was just my beef was the inequity of how, you know, Rossini's career is ruined. She gets tagged with the Scarlet Letter, and all right. He gets, he's like, wink, wink, you know, I'm going to take myself out of the draft weekend. So it's just, you know, it's a shame, you know, two consenting adults. Like, I feel bad for the kids. The kids are too young to really know what's going on. Vrabel's kids are a little older. Mm-hmm. But, and again, the husband, Carl always hates when I say this, Rossini's husband has been made a cuckold by Diana in this case. You know, I don't think many marketing departments are going to be comfortable going down this road, even though the NFL said, you got free reign, knock it out of the park.
Well, I also just assume that they've been working on these videos for, quite honestly, longer than than this whole process of Vrabel and Rossini is slowly come out. Like, I mean,
But anyway, the
Falcons took how long to film all of those skits? I mean, it had to take weeks, if not months.
Right. So the Chargers are the only guys who kind of went down that road. Carl and I brought it up. That's what Abe and I are talking about. It. This hour, guys, brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Falcons have a lot of fun with it. Matt Ryan, famously years ago, get blanking set. I said this to Carl yesterday. I just don't get how some people just presume that Matt was this choir boy from the main line in Philly. You don't get to be an NFL quarterback and stay an NFL quarterback without having that edge or killer instinct. So famously when Matt goes, get blanking set, or they, you know, get off my blanking field, people are like, oh my God, Matt said it. But it still resonates, and it was funny because that's how the Falcons started the video with him basically doing a presentation with all Freddie Falcons sitting there, and Ian Cunningham's there, and they got a couple guys that show up in the video that aren't set at the table, and Matt yells, get blanking set. It's funny.
Even in his new role as Falcons president, it's kind of a general, like, this guy's buttoned up. And I thought we saw him open up a lot more in the videos in the release than we did in the press conferences or in the introductions, you know, draft room interviews, anything like that. It's nice to see a little bit more playful side.
Right, and Bijan.
And we know he has that with the kids.
It's Bijan Robinson, but his mother pronounced it Bijan. And we learned that talking to Bijan last year. And so they have this video. And again, it's a visual. So we can play the audio, or if you want, Oren, from the Bijan segment. But so there's two nameplates in his cubicle with the different pronunciations. And the guy walks up to try to talk to Bijan. Well, take a listen. Here's what it sounds like.
Hey, how's it going?
All good, man. Either one's fine. Either one's fine. Nope. Right here. Eyes on me. It's all good, Mark. We'll try again another day.
I know it starts with a B.
So that made me laugh. Now, again, some of these are visual, so it's radio. I understand you're in your car, so we can't explain it all. That was cute. Then later on, the stuff with the all the cameras, basically inferring that Bijan loves himself a lot. That was funny,
he loves
too.
The catwalk camera, and he tried to input that into everyday life. A lot of good references. And again,
if you're a Falcons fan, you know all this stuff.
And that's honestly, it's really impressive that they were able to parody and mimic so many different SportsCenter commercials, but also you knew what was going on if you're just a Falcons fan. Mm-hmm. It works either way, and that's not easy to do.
So the other aspects of the schedule itself, and we're going to spend all day having fun with it. The Steelers, I'm more concerned, and this is one that Data is going to ask us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour in his segment. What are the five road trips, if you had the dough to do it all, you want to do? And Pittsburgh in the spring, or I should say in the early, late summer, early fall, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's when you want to be there. And they got two of my favorite things, football and a giant casino. Literally,
okay. I didn't know
about,
what the second
about
one
a quarter
was
of, not even a quarter of a mile. Becky and I were up there, I said to Carl yesterday, for the 17 season preseason game in Pittsburgh. And we're playing craps, and the pit boss, I had my Falcon hat on, and these guys are like, how could you lose to the Patriots? How'd you let that happen? Blowing that lead, you know? And it's like, I know. Every person to a man, all the boats are tied up right there on the Monongahela, you know, or I guess whatever that is on the confluence. People come over, they saw our Falcons gear. Come on over, grab a beer. We're hanging out with everybody. It's like the Volunteer Navy up in Knoxville. It's friendly as folks. I don't know how friendly they're going to be in the regular season.
Yeah.
But the preseason, we had a ball, and I'm looking forward to getting back there, man. It's going to be, that's one I'm looking forward. We're definitely going to hit that trip.
Well, you know, I take a baseball trip with my dad every year. We're going to Pittsburgh this year. Now, obviously, it won't be at this time of year.
Right.
It'll be
and by the way,
there,
in case you're wondering,
but
the Pirates are on the road. We looked it up the weekend the Falcons play in Pittsburgh.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to Pittsburgh. I think that's a great game, a time for Atlanta, if we want to get into the specifics of it. Whether it's Aaron Rodgers not really dialing up his season yet or if it's the first start in the career of Will Howard, I'm along with the weather, which could have been a problem if Pittsburgh's week 14 or something.
Right. Mike McCarthy finding his way with his
all of it's beneficial team. For right. a week one matchup. If we're going to go on the road and you look at some of the road opponents, that might be the best time to get Pittsburgh.
3 o'clock, Abe has called a thesis on the season. And we've spent all offseason talking about Michael Penix Jr. versus Tua. How's this going to play out? How's this quarterback competition going to work? How can it be a competition if one man's not 100% ready to go? Abe at 3 o'clock will explain how the schedule and the way the national games fall maybe have set the Falcons up in a perfect way to get Penix on the field. We'll explain all that. But coming up next, live from Twin Peaks, this hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash of Dukes and Bell. Our man Brian McFadden, CBS NFL analyst, talking about the schedule. Talk about the game in Pittsburgh. What's up with Aaron? It's coming up live. What a perfect day, man, to be eating and drinking outside. Women in lumberjack outfits want to meet you. Well, maybe not you, but you. Here.